Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
I had been with my boyfriend for only a few months when it happened. We were both in our 20s and in a relationship for about a year and a half. We were still figuring our lives out, so there wasn't a lot of pressure for long-term commitments or anything like that. I worked at a local restaurant while he went to college to work in the aerospace industry. Overall, he was great, but we already had some struggles early on. He had cheated on me in the past. I found snaps and messages from other females on his phone. That's how I found out. He told me that he never responded to them, but I was still worried about it. It was hard to completely trust him with that sort of thing again after what had happened. So, to put my mind at ease, I often kept track of him through Snap Maps. Snap Maps was just a feature on Snapchat that allows you to see the location of other people on your friends list. I checked it regularly to make sure that there was no foul play. I hadn't noticed anything since, but it made me feel better about everything. It was nice to know that he wouldn't be able to hide that sort of thing from me again. So, despite the bad start, our relationship was still going strong after a few months. One night, however, the most horrific thing happened, and it completely changed everything. It all started when my boyfriend's parents went on a trip for the weekend. My boyfriend had the house to himself, so we were able to hang out there the whole weekend and just chill out without having to worry about getting in his parents' way. Then I left Sunday evening to go back to my place as I had to get up early the next morning to go to work. That's when it happened. I was awakened suddenly at around 3 a.m. by my phone ringing. It was my boyfriend. I was confused as to why he would be calling me so late and honestly pretty annoyed that he had woken me up. But I answered the phone nonetheless. I was shocked to find my boyfriend panicking and crying on the other end.
Help me! Help me, please! I don't know what to do! I don't know what to do! I don't know what to do!
Whoa, slow down. What's going on?
He told me he didn't know where his parents were and that they weren't answering their phones.
They were supposed to be back tonight. I don't know what could have happened to them.
I tried to get him to calm down and he immediately drove over to his house. We called the cops, neighbors, and family members, but no one knew where they were. The police searched everywhere, but couldn't find anything. It was horrible. My boyfriend was a complete mess. Then, the cops caught a huge break. They located human remains a few miles away from my boyfriend's home. After a few tests, they were determined to be his parents. They appeared to have been murdered. My boyfriend and I broke down after that. I couldn't believe what was happening. How could someone do that to my boyfriend's parents? The police questioned my boyfriend repeatedly. He did his best to give them answers, but he was broken. I barely even recognized him anymore. The cops wanted to know everything about where his parents had gone for the weekend and what they were doing there. He didn't really seem to know. All they had said was that they were going out of town. Not long after, I was brought in for questioning as well. It had only been a few days since the bodies were found, and it was still so hard for me to talk about what had happened. The cops tried to be as gentle as possible, though.
I'm sorry. I know this is hard for you, but you have to try and remember. Did your boyfriend tell you where his parents had gone?
No, at least I don't think so. I'm sorry.
After several more questions, they had me turn in my phone as evidence. I told them I didn't know what good it would do, but I gave it to them anyway. The police went through my messages and Snapchat to make sure I hadn't been lying about anything. Then they checked Snap Maps. And when they did, they found the most shocking thing ever. My boyfriend had been at the same location as the bodies of his parents. Snap Maps showed him being there the same night that he had claimed that they had gone out of town. The police immediately got testimonies of people in the area where they found the bodies, and multiple people testified that they had seen my boyfriend there. He was arrested soon after. At first, he tried to deny everything, But when he was shown the evidence against him, he confessed. Apparently, he had been lying to his parents about going to college. He had flunked out several semesters ago and had just been pretending to attend ever since. When his dad told him that he was planning on visiting his college the following week, he decided that he had to get rid of them. After doing what he did, he had then planned on using me as an alibi since I would back up his claim that his parents had gone out of town. I've been traumatized ever since. Like I said before, I never saw it coming. I had genuinely thought that I had found a nice guy, and I still can't believe that he was capable of doing what he did. It's made it hard for me to trust anyone ever again. I can't help but wonder if he would have eventually done the same to me if he hadn't been caught. This story was inspired by a horrifying incident that happened around July of 2021. We previously did a story on this particular case, but wanted to revisit it as it was Snapchat related. A man named Chandler Halderson was accused of assassinating his parents and hiding their remains on unknown grounds. Chandler had reported them missing, telling police they went to the family cabin for the weekend but never returned. During investigation, detectives got a break. Chandler's girlfriend, Catherine, allowed investigators to download data from her phone. Catherine had heard that Chandler had cheated on her in the past, so she would keep tabs on him via Snapchat. The popular app allows users to track their friend's location in real time. That's when detectives spotted Chandler at a remote location near a river. Detectives later decided to search that area, and to their surprise, they discovered human remains of the parents. Chandler was charged for his crimes and for lying to police. It was alleged that he had did what he did because his parents discovered he had been lying to them. Prosecutors presented evidence that Chandler, without his parents knowing, had flunked out of college. His father had scheduled a meeting to meet at the college he claimed he was attending, which in turn caused Chandler to do what he did. I remember when I first started going to college. I was pretty nervous about living in a dorm with a bunch of roommates. I had heard way too many horror stories about roommates from hell, and I was scared about getting stuck with someone who would make my life miserable. Then, when I finally did move into the dorm, it actually seemed like I had worried for nothing, at least at first. After living in the dorm for a semester, I knew or was at least familiar with most of the people there. I had added everyone on Snapchat during my first week, and they all seemed pretty chill from what they had posted on their stories. I had even become friends with a couple of them. There was just one problem. There was this girl named Stacy who lived across the hall. I knew her vaguely, and she appeared to be chill like the rest. But she was dating this really creepy guy. I'd only met him a couple of times, but I could already tell that the guy was a complete psycho. Everyone in the dorm knew it. He was totally nuts. Rumors were going around that Stacy had only met the guy 2 months ago, and he was already a control freak. I remember the first time that I met him. I was out in the hall and he blew up at me for just looking in Stacy's direction. I didn't even say anything to her, and he was suddenly all in my face and screaming at me.
Stop checking my girl out, you piece of shit! You look at my bitch again and you're dead! You hear me?
I immediately backed off because I wasn't trying to get in some fight and get kicked out of the dorm. It was still ridiculous though. The guy was a freak, and from what other people had said, that's how he reacted to any other male who happened to be near Stacy. I had never seen anyone get jealous so easily. What made it worse was that there were also rumors that Stacy was fairly promiscuous and would fool around behind her boyfriend's back. I had even heard someone say that she was thinking of leaving him. It was understandable why she would, but I didn't know how he would take it if she did. It all really didn't seem like a good situation, but it wasn't any of my business, so I tried to avoid the rumors as much as I could. However, one night, I heard loud noises coming from across the hall.
You freaking bitch! How could you do this to me? What is wrong with you?
At first, it was just some banging and clamoring. But then there was a bunch of shouting and tussling too. Like someone was fighting or something. I tried to ignore it, but when it wouldn't stop, I eventually got up and walked out into the hallway. I noticed that the noises were all coming from Stacy's room. Now that I was in the hall, there was no mistaking. Whatever was going on in there was very loud tussling and screaming involved. I stood there for a moment, not knowing what to do, until the noises suddenly became faint, and then eventually stopped altogether. I assumed that it was just Stacy and her boyfriend arguing again, and they had finally cooled off, so I went back to bed. I didn't want to call the cops or knock and invade their privacy anyways. It didn't seem like my place to interfere. I fell back asleep soon after getting into bed. The next day, I didn't see Stacy anywhere. It was a little strange since I usually saw her in the hall or walking around campus or something. But that day, there had been no sign of her. I checked her Snapchat to see if that would give me any clues, but she hadn't posted anything in a while. It all seemed a little weird, but I figured that she had just skipped class or something. But the next day, I still didn't see or hear anything about her. It was like she had locked herself in her room. No one had seen her leave, so I couldn't even ask about her. I started to become slightly worried, but I couldn't do too much. Still, I had this very scary thought that she was dead in the back of my head. I tried to ignore it, but it kept creeping back in. It wasn't normal for her to have disappeared like that. No one had even heard her boyfriend yelling in a while, which was the strangest part of all. In the next 2 days, it was the same thing. No noises, and no sign of Stacy. I was really worried by that point, but I still didn't want to knock or call the cops. I felt like I wouldn't know what to say if I did. Then one night, I was laying in bed around 2 a.m. I had been messing around on my phone for a while, and I was considering going to sleep, when suddenly I got a Snap notification. It was a Snap from Stacy. I was confused. She had never snapped me before. It didn't make any sense. Then I opened it and saw the most horrifying thing ever. It was a picture of Stacy, completely distraught and looking like she had been tortured. The caption said, "Help me." I couldn't believe what I saw for a moment, but then I came to my senses and immediately called the cops. They rushed over and broke down the door to Stacy's room after seeing the picture she sent. They found Stacy's boyfriend inside and arrested him for further questioning. It was revealed that he had kept Stacy captive in her room, torturing her and doing other things that I can't say. All that time, for the past 3 days and nights, and when I heard those noises, it had been Stacy getting tortured by her boyfriend. I still blame myself sometimes for not doing anything sooner. I might have been able to stop her boyfriend from doing some of the things that he did. If it hadn't been for Snapchat, I think that Stacy would have been dead. The story was inspired by a horrific incident that happened during the September of 2023. A 19-year-old man named Keanu Labatt had arrived at a university to see his girlfriend whom he had been dating for 2 months. While there, he allegedly discovered texts, pictures, and social media posts that infuriated him, prompting him to unleash a weekend of horrific acts on the unidentified woman. It was alleged that he had taken her phone away and threatened to take the lives of herself and her family. The victim has mentioned that she felt so terrified to the point that she would just lay next to Labatt and not move for fear of what he would do to her. On Sunday morning, the woman managed to get away from Labatt by persuading him to let her go to the dining hall for food. He returned her phone and instructed her to keep in touch with him on Snapchat so he could track her movement. At that point, she went to police to report the incident, then went to the hospital for further treatment. Labatt was then arrested and charged accordingly. I used to be really active on Snapchat a few years ago. At the time, it was one of the only good ways to keep in touch with my friends. My best friend for the longest time was Kyle, although we had been growing distant because of this guy he kept bringing around named Johnny. I didn't like Johnny at all, and none of our mutual friends wanted anything to do with him. To this day, I honestly don't know why Kyle was ever friends with him. I always got this vibe from Johnny that he was a psycho. The more I got to know him through hanging out with Kyle, the more obvious it became that Johnny wasn't some run-of-the-mill outcast. The reason nobody liked him was because he was clearly unhinged, with his sanity hanging by a thread, and definitely hiding some dark stuff behind his wide, twitchy eyes. One day, Kyle snapped me and Johnny, inviting us over to his flat to watch the football game. I was happy to hang out with Kyle for the first time in a while, even though I knew it meant I would have to suffer Johnny too. The three of us had a Snapchat group chat which we were sending photos to each other through while we were getting ready, mostly to bet on who was going to win the game. But a few minutes before I was about to leave, Johnny started snapping me directly. Without even opening it, I knew something was off because the two of us never talked, and when I actually saw it, I was only more disturbed. It was a picture of Johnny's face with a psychotic expression, lit just by a flashlight under his chin. The caption said he felt like stabbing someone. I stared at it for a minute or two, trying to decide if he was being serious or if it was just another one of his cringy ideas of a joke. Before I could even respond, he sent me another snap with an even angrier face that said he wanted to stab me. I blocked him without hesitation and called up Kyle to talk about what was going on with Johnny. I said I was finally at my limit with his BS, so I had to bail on our plans. Kyle pleaded with me to still go, but regrettably I flipped out on him and hung up.
I then put my phone on Do Not Disturb and watched TV for the rest of the afternoon. Of course, I couldn't resist the urge to check Johnny and Kyle's Snapchat stories every once in a while, but what I saw didn't exactly comfort me. At first, it was just more selfies like the ones he sent me, with creepy faces and captions talking about wanting to stab somebody, but it got worse from there. When Johnny actually made it to Kyle's place, he posted a video of himself standing behind Kyle's back and doing stabbing motions while laughing like a maniac.
Quiet down.
I found it extremely concerning, but I assumed it was just more jokes from Johnny's psychotic sense of humor. At that point, I forced myself to stop checking their stories because I knew it was only making me feel worse. Pretty soon, I started sinking into a depression nap, so I set an alarm to wake myself up a few minutes before the football match was supposed to start. As soon as I woke up and checked my phone, I saw that Kyle had been texting me nonstop for the last 20 minutes. A moment later, I got a call from him. I knew it had to be serious if he was going past the Do Not Disturb setting, so I quickly picked up to see what was happening. Immediately, I heard Kyle screaming.
Dude, you gotta help me! Johnny's got a knife! Call the cops! Help!
Wait, what?
Help! Help!
Kyle, get out of there! Run! Get out of the house! Now!
When the phone call was cut short, I called Kyle back, but there was no answer. I tried three more times, and there was still no answer. In a panic, I checked their stories on Snapchat, hoping to see what was going on. Right as I opened the app, there was a new video on Johnny's story. I then slowly raised my index finger towards it, and opened it without thinking. That's when I saw Kyle laying on the kitchen floor, bloody.
No, this can't be real!
Then Johnny turned the camera around to show himself covered in blood, laughing like the monster he was. I watched in shock, unable to stop looking as Johnny kept laughing and rambling incoherently for video after video.
That's the most fun I ever had. But it wasn't my fault. It was my ADHD. I'm innocent. But I don't live with any regrets. No, I live for Snapchat!
I couldn't believe what I was seeing. The first thing I did was immediately call the cops. By then, I was a sobbing mess, and I could barely tell them Kyle's address. When the cops finally got to Kyle's flat, they found him unresponsive in the kitchen, and Johnny sitting on the couch, just waiting for them with a smile on his face. Since then, the videos he posted to Snapchat were used as evidence to convict him along with my statement of what I heard over the phone. Unfortunately, having to relive seeing those videos during the trial only made it harder for me to heal from the damage they did to me. I don't know how long it will take to move on, but I know that as of today, I am still as traumatized as the moment I first saw them. The story was inspired by one of the most disturbing Snapchat cases that happened in 2021. A man named Mark Jones had allegedly pulled a knife on his friend named Kyle Wally and posted videos of his friend's remains on Snapchat. But what makes the case all the more unsettling was how a Snapchat was filmed prior to the attack and posted. The Snapchat footage showed Jones drinking cider and bourbons at Wally's flat and making stabbing motions toward him while his back was turned, saying bizarre stuff like how he was thinking of blanking someone up right now. Jones also sent phone messages to Wally the day before his heinous actions, which included an image of himself with a cartoon knife and the message saying he was going to blank him up tomorrow. In another Snapchat, Jones can be seen showing his blood-stained hands to the camera and boasting about what he did and how he was going to do the time. Concerned friends who saw the videos called police. It was revealed in court that Jones had a disturbing obsession with knives and claims he did what he did because he had ADHD.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I've gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
He was later sentenced to life in prison.